For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Melanie Tatum never dreamed recycling on the Texas Tech campus would pay off so big for students. Proceeds from the university's recycling efforts have led to scholarships totaling $130,000 since 2013. In the last fiscal year, the sustainability program recycled almost 600 tons of materials dropped off at the university's student housing recycling center. The university began a recycling program in 2009 and 4 years later began using the proceeds to help students financially. Tatum says as much as the program's grown, it still has plenty of room to expand. That could be done, she says, by getting more classroom buildings to make recycling bins more convenient for students.
The scholarship winners have the mindset, well, I'm going to walk over here for this, but you know, the majority of the people aren't like that. The majority of the people are going to do whatever's most convenient. So you got to make it convenient, and you got to, in their face, this is what we're doing kind of deal. So, oh, there's a lot. It could grow a lot.
Students apply for the $1,000 scholarships by filling out a form that asks three questions. What is your definition of sustainability? What have you done to support sustainability? And what more could Texas Tech do? A committee then reviews and evaluates the applications and awards the scholarships to those whose answers yield the highest score.
So many of these kids come from areas that they do recycling, so they created recycling programs in their high school or, you know, their church or whatever. So that gives them big points for that. And then they talk about what Texas Tech could do. And so we rate it. You know, it's, you know, 1 or 5 or whatever, and they rate them. And then we pick, you know, who has the highest. And so, like, if there's a tie or whatever, we go to GPA. GPA really doesn't play a factor until it comes down this one or that one.
It's sometimes difficult to sort through all the good ideas submitted on applications. So saying no to some students isn't easy, Tatum says.
There's so many that have so many good answers. You're just like, oh my gosh, you know, they deserve it just as much as this guy, but we go by what someone rates them. That's kind of been the challenge, and, you know, we would like to give more. So the more recycling we can get, the more we can give out.
The scholarship program initially involved only students living on campus. Off-campus students' applications began being considered in 2015. The program has provided $1,000 scholarships to 130 students.
Just from trash. Trash.
Anyone in Lubbock can bring their recyclables to the center, which is near the university's physical plant. Businesses that do curbside recycling for Lubbock homeowners also use the university's recycling center. It's the only place in the city where glass bottles are recycled. Tatum says international students and those from out of state who get the $1,000 scholarship gain a lot more. Once they get a scholarship from the recycling, she says, they are eligible for in-state tuition.
The economic impact of that scholarship is way bigger than $130,000. We've given 130 scholarships away. If 70 of them were international or out of state, then they get that in-state tuition. That's huge.
Tatum says a new facility is possible, one with a conveyor belt where various materials could be more easily separated. Cost savings from fewer workers could increase the proceeds from selling the recycled goods.
If we had the right facilities, our labor costs could go way down because it wouldn't require as much labor if we had the proper equipment to do it.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.